Well, first up, let's say a big thanks for attending our Big Sports Breakfast Lunch two Fridays ago. Hello, Corey.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for making the effort to get to Luna Park.
No worries, so easy.
Did you enjoy the lunch, mate?
Yeah, it was good, good.
Good on you, mate. There were some people in the room I'm sure you would have received plenty of advice from.
All right, give us your pricey, mate, on the lead-up to this game against the Panthers. It's 4 o'clock. It's going to be hot. The prediction is about 32 degrees for the game at Pepper Stadium, and it's going to be 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. How's the preparation been?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had a lot of starts of the week, and we're trying to build into Sunday. So I'm just heading to training now, and today's one of our bigger days. And, it's been good, and excited, I guess.
And, Corey, what can we expect from you this year, mate? I mean, teams with their halves, some teams tend to play left and right halves. Other teams like their halfback playing on the ball and the 5-8 going out to a second receiver role. What can we expect from you this year?
For us, I think Brad gives us stuff to pop up. You know, I can go over the right. Me and Mitch have got a license just to roam anywhere. And I think that's good because it's not so predictable, you know, when halves are playing together. So we've just got a license to, roam around the park and play some footy.
You guys were fantastic at the back end of last year with Mitch coming across late in the season. By all rights, you actually should be quite lethal this year because you've had that extra time together plus a pre-season, mate, to work things out.
Yeah, I think, the pre-season has really given us time to, learn a bit more about each other's game and where we can, help each other and just get a feel for each other a bit more. You know, we've had plenty of time to work on the combination now, and I think the preseason's given us that. And, we can play off a bit off the cuff now with each other because we know each other's games a bit more, and I think that will be, another, point of attack where we're not so predictable.
And after getting knocked out of the finals last year, Corey, in your review, what do you need to do better this year to go a couple of places further up the ladder?
Yeah, look, I think we looked at that and it was pretty tough to look at, but we just went away from the little things that you got to do. We didn't play our sort of football. Cowboys were very simple and just kept bringing us off our line, and then we started looking for things that we never did during the year, and that's where we made errors or. Even in defence, we're giving away penalties, ill-disciplined penalties, and that really hurt us. So we've been working on in the pre-season a lot on our discipline, and I think that's where that let us down as well last year. So, discipline.
Give us an insight, mate, if you can. Who's the number one playmaker there? Who gets the ball when they want it, and who calls the shots?
I've been this archetype on. To be honest, I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, how are the other players going to know?
To be honest, it's a good thing about me and Mitch. I think that's why we played good football together straight away, because there was no ego thing in it. We wanted, the best thing for the team. And, if we're both calling it, it's whoever the hooker gives it to, really. But I think that's why we played our, good football, is because there was no egos there, and we're willing just to do what was best for the team.
And that's good if you can keep it like that, Corey, because you don't want to be having too many blow-ups out on the field. I remember Ricky Stewart and myself, and we gone really well, but at times we'd both want the ball and then you'd be blowing up, but you'd blow up and then move on, and that's what you have to do.
Exactly. There was a few blow-ups last year. There's going to be blow-ups this year.
Yep.
What I mean? That's what happens, but like you said, you move on. It happened, and then you get on with your next job.
Yep.
And, Corey, the advantage of that is if you're not too sure who's getting the ball, you're less predictable, and that makes it harder for the defensive line.
Yeah. But,
man. Exactly right. Hey, mate, how's the Hain plane going?
Yeah, he's going good. He's been training really well in the centres. He's been given a licence to roam as well, so no doubt he'll be popping up if we're shifting to the left on the inside of one of me and Mitch or even Bevan. So he'll be floating about. But he's going well. He's in a good headspace. And, I'm really excited for Hazy to have a big year this year. I think he will.
He's right centre, but, Laurie, you played him on the left for New South.
Oh, we did. Yeah. That was through necessity. We thought that he could handle that left centre position better than Jack Bird. Jack Bird, specialist right-sided player. So, but he can play anywhere, Hainsey. But his preferred option is the right side. And again, getting him to go and look for the ball. You just don't want a bloke like Jared Haynes sitting out there as a right centre if the ball's not coming to him. You need him to go to the game. If he does that, he can do things that are pretty special.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Corey, we had to nominate our Dally M winners earlier on this morning. I actually went with Bevan French. Am I any chance?
Absolutely. Bevan depends when Guffo's coming back. But even on the wing, he seems to come in field and find the ball and do things only Bevan can do. So no doubt you'll pick the winner there.
Yeah, I think you'll score a couple of tries on the weekend. Oh. I've even tipped that already, TK. Yeah. I think you'll score 2+ tries. The great Bevan French. He's an exciting player. I don't know what his best position is, because if he kills it in the opening, 6 weeks of the competition, you mentioned Clint Gutherson. Gutho,
he can
play anywhere, but it's going to be difficult to get into this team if everyone stays fit.
Yeah. With Bevan too, he's come back in really good shape. I think he's put on 3 kilos or something like that. He hasn't really lost any speed too, so he's looking for a big year, and he knows, what's ahead. But with Gutherson, he's got to be in the team. So I don't know if he's a waste back out on that wing, and Bevan stays fullback if everyone's fit, or they just swap around and then they just look for the football. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be. Going to be a bit of a headache for Brad, I think.
Well, you know he can play six, but what you should say is now he's much better suited at fullback, Clint Gutherson.
That's what he said when I was coming back last year when he was playing the six. He said, "Have fun at Wenny, mate."
Actually, it's a good test for you and Mitch first up. James Maloney, New South Wales, 5'8", and young Nathan Cleary, who's been touted as possibly New South Wales halfback this season.
It is. Maloney, he's got good composure, and so does Nathan Cleary. They're very steady halves, and I think Maloney's a good runner as well, and so is Cleary. So, like you said, it's going to be a good test, and, they got Peter Wallace at hooker too, so they've got a very composed spine, so, they'll be ready come Sunday.
Look, it's going to be rocking the place. It's going to be a really good way to start that season, mate. Penrith Stadium packed. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Play well, Corey.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for that.